Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was Alex Cora with us a couple weeks ago here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to him again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we always do, in the 2 o'clock hour, likely 2:15. But
who
today,
gets to ask the tough question? Who gets to ask that? I want to know between the three of us.
You,
Ted.
You tomorrow. First question. I'll even cede the floor. I'll say Alex Cora joining us now, and I'll let you ask the first question. Alex, who's a better manager for the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora or Ramon Vasquez? Right out the gates.
Do I have to couch it in some sort of
nope.
Like, hey, but coming back to work on Tuesday, any fear that your name wouldn't be on the office door again, Alex?
Maybe just pull a Bill Belichick. Hey, you ever hear a Wally Pipp? Just say it that way and see where that – just leave it open-ended and see where the conversation goes and flows.
Hey, Alex, any truth to the idea that Ramon Vasquez was seen taking ground balls at first Tuesday? I'll hang up and listen.
No, we're not doing that. That's it. That, you know. It is 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. That means I have to pause.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday.
2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
That means be caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word given out this morning on the Greg Hill Show, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Orioles on May 25th. And you better go. You better be a Red Sox fan. This isn't open to Orioles fans. I did not care for what I saw last night at Fenway Park. So only call if you're a Red Sox fan and you're going to chant, "Let's go Red Sox." 617-931-0937. Caller number 9 right now. Although I do kind of like those Orioles new orange, all orange alternates or whatever with the orange.
I was
going to
say the only black and orange I want to be seeing at the ballpark that night is the scorch on my glizzy and a combination of ketchup and mustard all swirled on top. That said, their retro throwback, like the black jerseys with the smiling bird on the top, iconic.
Iconic. They got some nice, I even kind of like the Mets.
Yeah, but you jerseys. Guys have all your fancy City Connect jerseys on now.
These are sweet,
like,
too. Rich Keefe is very jealous. He's been, like, checking the mail room. He's been begging. It's really, you know when they say it's unbecoming to beg?
Mm-hmm.
I never really understood the root of that until I've seen Rich Keefe since last Friday beg all weekend long, social media, anywhere he runs into people, text. It's really kind of sad.
Yeah, it's just it's not very flattering.
617-779-7937. Let's bring you into the conversation here about the Red Sox. Let's go to Steve in the truck reacting to last night's big win for Ramon Vasquez and the Sox. What's up, Steve?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Gary, I love you. I really do. But sometimes you aggravate me a little bit. Why? I got a couple of questions, but I first want to make
Gary?
A statement. Why would you pause? I'm sorry, Gary. I'm sorry.
No, actually, hold on. I love that you called him Gary Hart, like the presidential candidate that was noodling around with Donna Rice.
Ooh, I'll run for president.
I remember that. What was the name of that boat? Anyway.
Question.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
The question I have, first I'm going to give you a question, then I'm going to make a statement.
We'll see.
A guy pitches 4 2/3 innings. That's more than half the game. You pull him out, which I disagree with. Let him pitch for one more batter. But why does a guy that comes into the game and pitches one inning, has no effect on the score, get the win when they're already ahead in the game? That aggravates the hell out of me. That rule, along with the rule when the catcher drops the ball and you can run for his base after you strike out, should be abolished. Two things.
Okay.
Now, the other statement, how could you possibly think that this guy has been a manager because of one game? I mean, come on. I know you're doing it for effect, but get serious, please.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve. First of all, there's rules, and you have to pitch 5 innings to get the win. Otherwise, the reliever can get the win. Like, there's just rules in baseball. I don't make the rules. Why is it 10 yards for a first down? Why do you get four? Like, the sports have, wouldn't the hoop be cooler if it was 12 feet? It would make dunking harder. Like, there's rules. There's just the way the game is played. We could do worst rules. Let's put a pin in that, Dan Ball. Sometime in July, if we need to go to that early July. Worst rules in all of sports. We'll take phone calls, but we're not doing it today. And yes, I'm playing up the idea that the Red Sox were better last night because of Ramon Vasquez. But can we agree they played a good baseball game? I know we can't because Dan Ball thinks they made an error, so it was a bad baseball game.
They did make an error.
Well, they did make an error, but
that's a rule.
He's fixating on the error
defensively.
They also made some plays, right? They also made some plays.
You can't undo an error. Like, you can make a nice play. So in the court of appeals, or with the popular fan base, it may be like, oh yeah, he made that error. But man, did you see that crazy throw and he picked that ball out of the dirt? That's great, but it doesn't undo the errors.
And Steve, I don't know how you could criticize the way that game played out. Like, you can be an advocate for starting pitchers going deeper in games or whatever, but the way that game played out, he manipulated the bullpen perfectly. It was zeros, 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 zeros the rest of the way. You get the win. Everybody goes home happy except the 50% of the crowd that was rooting for the Mets at Fenway Park last night.
Well, tough. That's part of the agreement. When you come to a visit, when you come to the opponent's arena, the visitor's ballpark, there's a good chance you're going to leave unhappy. And sometimes if you go to a Knicks game, someone's going to throw a huge bag of trash at you.
Yeah, that was not cool. And that guy deserves to get a trip.
That was super uncool.
Yeah, that was very, and it was, I'm glad it never turned violent because it seemed like it was on the verge the whole time.
Becoming like a thing in the middle of the avenue.
Tragic.
Andy, is there like, Is it easier to root against? Which fan base is it going to be easier to root against, the Knicks or the Philadelphia Eagles? Because Eagles fans are just the worst. But Knicks fans are not acquitting themselves very well in anticipation of tomorrow night's Eastern Conference Finals. We were already predisposed to root for the Pacers, and now it's like no-brainer.
So we were critical, or I was critical, I guess I should say. I won't speak for anybody else. I was a little bit critical of the Gatorade shower for Gerard Mayo on opening day last year.
A little bit critical?
A little. In hindsight.
I think the word embarrassing was bandied about on the Six Rings postgame
show. Did I call it embarrassing?
I think so.
Yikes. I might have gone a step too far. It's what I do. Sorry. I apologize later. What did we think of the beer shower for Ramon Vasquez last night? His team seemed to really enjoy that victory and getting him that win and celebrating by drenching him in beer.
Because they knew it was a one-off. For Gerard Mayo, nobody knew it was going to be a single season.
That's true.
It was his first game. But obviously, there was a lot.
Or see, did they? Maybe they knew that was going to be one of the few wins, and
wow,
we got to get the Gatorade out of the way.
This guy's out of his league. This guy's way in over his head. This guy stinks. This will probably be the only win we'll get all season. So get out the blue Gatorade, Teddy. Yeah, I didn't even mind the Gatorade shower. Some obviously, if you were to track the tweets of all the people online who called it embarrassing or said that it was a bad look for the team, I bet a lot of them were dyed in the wool, cut off sleeve, hoodie wearing Belichick stands. So, of course, they're just apt to criticize anything the Patriots organization or team did. in relation to the new, albeit very temporary, head coach. I don't mind the beer shower. As a matter of fact, I think it's awesome. Like, this is the guy's one chance to manage until, of course, you get a chance to crown him the new manager of the Oakland A's next year, or the new manager of the, you know, well, not the Diamondbacks. That's Torey Lovullo. That's our guy. But, like, until he gets a job managing the Pittsburgh Pirates, good for him. I think it's great. That means that, you know what else that means, Andy? The flames of passion have not been extinguished in this team through the first 50 games.
That's what I liked about it. I thought last night's game oozed, and maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe I'm reading too much into Duran being a big part of the game, scoring runs, driving in runs, being the spark plug for the offense. But I do think they're a different team when he is doing that. I think that sets a certain energy. And then you bring in the idea he was the one who brought in the Wally helmet to the to the season. I do think there is a certain...
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, and there's an energy to this team that wants to be on display. They just haven't played well enough to display it often enough.
What if he... what if he was the tap into the keg of energy that they needed last night? And beer came out and sprayed all over him afterwards, and now there's just going to be... Like, they found oil. They sprung that energy well in the backyard that they needed last night.
I hope so. I hope, as I said earlier...
I like the hustle.
Now, I hope it's an inflection point game.
This will be a great question to ask, or like a point to follow. If you don't see them play with the same energy that they played with last night, tonight, tomorrow, next game, the game after that.
Oh, people will notice. Games. People will notice.
Yeah.
Whether the dots deserve connecting or not, people and some people will connect them, because there is a certain portion of the fan base that has already been critical of Alex Cora, the extension, how he manages, different things like that. And that was sort of the root of a poll that came together as Dan and I drove back to the studio from Fenway Park yesterday.
Oh.
He wanted to be a little bit more negative. I worded it a little bit more kindly.
Classic ball hawk fashion.
No, this is legit. This is the first time ever, Fitzy, that I was the voice of reason and said, let's be a little softer in our wording of this poll. So the poll today...
I made sure to acknowledge it, by the way, and make sure you knew you were right. I'm trying to help you turn a corner here.
Okay, perfect. At Jumbo Heart, which member of the team's leadership is under the most pressure as the Red Sox turn around a disappointing first third of the season? Okay, that's the question. And the options were Craig Breslow, your head of baseball operations, who some people are very angry at for not having a backup first baseman. Alex Cora, the manager, who some people just don't like, I've noticed. There's just a portion of the fan base that just doesn't like him for some reason. Hitting coach Pete Fatsy or pitching coach Andrew Bailey? Because our thought here was that sometimes those lower level guys are the fall guys early on when something doesn't go right. You like the Rangers got rid of their offensive coordinator and hitting coach early in the season. Yes, Ted Johnson, I listen to you every time you make a very important point. And Ted Johnson's behind the glass looking at me right now in case you're wondering why I said that. But could it be Fatsy? Could it be Bailey? Could it be Cora? Could it be Breslow? We'll find out on the other side. 617-779-7937. Taking your calls in reaction to the game of the year for the Boston Red Sox here on WEEIF.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Afternoons. That's Lou Merlone on one of his famous dog walk videos that everybody loves. I think everybody legit loves those because you get kind of a very natural Lou Merlone.
Yeah.
And not that he's not great on the radio or TV, because he is. But even in his own environment, just kind of out there, it's the pure baseball Lou. And that's an interesting thing he brings up, being taught to win. I think that's a, Fitzy, that's a very vague thing. Right? There are a million things you can do within the course of a nine-inning baseball game to help your team win or lose. Mistakes can be made. But like, being taught to win, and how are you taught to win? Is it just experience? Is it just...
I think it's learning to relax when it's winning time and in clutch moments and not pressing too hard to do too much to try to win the game yourself. Every game isn't made with but a single throw. You can't hit a 9-run home run. When you're down 28-3, you can't score a 24-point touchdown. Stuff like that.
But also, I think the flip side is, well, we are out of time, and this is an opportunity to take more of a chance. Because if we don't score here, we lose. You know what I mean? And if I mess up and get thrown out, well, we lose anyway. You know what I mean? It's when that fine line, the situational. Hell, we talked about it with the Celtics. Situational basketball and not understanding what maybe was called for in the situation when you had a 20-point lead and it wasn't to just keep jacking up threes that you were missing and driving Stiz nuts. So I think that's an interesting question, and it's something that goes back to last year with Alex Cora talking about a young baseball team and all these players learning and playing well but getting key experiences at the big league level and how that could pay dividends down the road. Are we seeing the fruits of that? Maybe not as much a crop of that fruit as some would like to have seen. I did tease, though, the poll of the day, Fitzy, and I know you like to guess. So who is under the most pressure among the Red Sox leadership right now to turn this season around, Fitzy?
It's Bailey, Fatsy, Brez, and Cora, right?
Those are your four options because that's all Twitter allows.
I'm going to go with Cora, 41%.
You got the right answer with the wrong number. 56% of respondents say that Alex Cora is under the most pressure. That is a plurality and a majority. That's enough to win you a presidential election right there, and
most
that's
definitely
not good. Now, Dan Ball, I see you ready to jump in. Do we think the results are swayed by the fact that people like me watched a game last night that may have been the best win of the Red Sox season led by a different person?
I think there's definitely a bit of recency bias. I still think he would have won because I think there's a growing mob, which with torches and pitchforks and all that, that want him gone regardless of what Ramon Vasquez does. But yeah, he probably grabbed a few extra percentage points, and I think you people are out of your minds.
Could it also be swayed by the fact that a certain, let's just say, jackwagon radio host in this town says Alex Cora shouldn't be allowed to take a day off to go to the graduation for his daughter and put family first? Fitzy, that's my only response. We'll move on from there. But as someone, and I know you do this as well, I know Ted thinks in this main, you know, your job is important and your family is more important. Ted lived in a world forever that was like family, football, God, or I don't know which order it was. But those three are the top.
Football, football, followed by some more football with a side of football.
Well, depending on who was leading the way. But it's okay to prioritize your family, especially when there's 162 of these damn things. And my counter argument would be very simple. The Red Sox will move on from Alex Cora sometime. Hopefully not soon. We like him. And they will not look back. Like, you are disposable to them. You are the temporary manager of the Boston Red Sox.
I understand that.
So, and we're in a business that would do the same. Like, we're the afternoon show right now. I'm host one for now. Fitzy, Hart, we've been in different molds of various years, right? Like, we're all replaceable. You move on.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, is your family, is your kids. At some point, a lot of us will be looking to our kids to
keep us from going in homes and maybe, you know, buy us diapers online and make sure they're stocked up in the bathroom. So,
jeez, that got intense. I was going to say maybe just give us a ride to the, you know, pinochle tournament. But if you want,
I'm being a realist. I'm being a realist. So,
I mean, it depends. But yeah, I get you.
Creating that bond in life's special moments with your daughter, your kids, your family. I'm all for. Okay, so
I'll just say stupidest thing I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of stupid things.
Well, that's tough to say. You're right. There's a lot of stupid things. But whatever. I think it was genuine. Whether it was stupid, it was genuine. Anyway, Craig Breslow was second, 26%. Andrew Bailey, 14%, I think is a relatively large number for a pitching coach when a lot of people might not even be able to name who Andrew Bailey is. There is a growing frustration with some of Andrew Bailey's theories, and I wonder... He was prominent in The Clubhouse, the Netflix documentary. You got a lot of Andrew Bailey in that. I wonder if upping your Q rating or your notoriety can be a negative thing if the pitching staff, because there's a lot of people that question the pitching staff and lack of fastballs and spin rates and off speed and different things that he kind of promotes. Hell, I think Will Fleming's a guy on our broadcasts here that I hear him saying, just throw the fastball. You got a fastball, use it. Like, would like a greater reliance on fastballs.
Like last night, Andy, for example, there was an at-bat that was going viral on the socials earlier today, Paul Skeens against Bryce Harper. I didn't hear any talk about, oh, was this the two-seamer or the four-seamer? What was the spin rate? Was that the slutter or the slurve? No, what he did was threw Bryce Harper.
Slutter? I don't even know her.
That's the slider cutter. You never heard that? So, no, you know what he did? Just threw him three straight fastballs at 99, 100, right about belly high, and Harper couldn't catch up to any of them because they moved so much and they had such gas, and he sat down, and it was just basically like, yeah, this is what I do. I'm really good at this, and I'm going to challenge you, and I know you're really good at this as well. It was just good old-fashioned baseball before analytics, video review, and the nerd core got involved.
I don't want to alarm our buddy Alex Cora, who'll join us tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons at 2:15, but in the time where Fitzy was talking, it went up to 57% say the most pressure is on Alex. The number is growing. And by the way, Pete Fatsy, you seem to be very safe, at least in the eyes of the fans. The Rangers may get rid of their hitting coach, offensive coordinator guy. 3% think it's Fatsy. I just wondered, with all the strikeouts early in the year, the slow start for some of the guys like Duran and certainly Devers, I wondered if Pete Fatsy was going to be an easy goat to go after. And seems like at least the fans don't really want to go after Pete Fatsy. They kind of want to go after Alex Cora.
I don't even know if I got to be honest. I don't think a lot of people know who Pete Fatsy is. To be just thoroughly transparent, and they probably think Driveline is the name of an equipment company.
And there's all, I actually think there's some of that with all of this. Like, people are critical of Breslow because they think he's the head honcho and everything below him is taking some cues from him, whether it's Driveline or he didn't put a good roster together, like all the things below him. But we also know the reality. Sometimes it's the easy fire, the lower fire on the hierarchy of the organization takes the heat. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to react to that Red Sox win last night, the best win of the season. I was told on the text line that we do that every time the Red Sox win here on WEEI. That's always the best win of the season. But I actually kind of thought last night was the best win of the season. But coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. That means Ted Johnson's here. He didn't wear his City Connect jersey to rub it in Rich Keefe's face, but he's ready to have a great three-point stance. And for mine today, I'm going to dabble in a little Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and try not to get myself in trouble. So that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.